Tomorrow night, we're going to talk a little bit about the work. Can you give an update of what's been going on in Mexico and also on the border? And we certainly appreciate your faithful support to us as we've been in Mexico and now on the border and just seeing God doing a lot of wonderful things. And I want to spend a little bit of time here this evening. And as we think about this, our theme this year in recruiting, really that's what a missionary is doing, recruiting people for the field. And I want to look at 2 Kings, and we're going to look at chapter 4 here this evening. And we've been sitting a while, so I'm going to ask you to stand as we read our scripture here this evening. 2 Kings chapter 4, find your place. You can stand up as we read the Word of God here this evening. Follow along with your with me, with your eyes this evening. Right now I'm thinking Spanish rather than thinking English. So if it sounds a little awkward, that's what's going on here this evening. Verse number 1, 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse number 1 says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and this one I want to focus on this evening, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Pay thy debt. Pay thy debt. Father, we thank you this evening. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of serving you.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for taking care of us. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you have given us. Lord, we thank you for the lives that you've given us. Lord, you've been so good to our lives. And this evening I pray that you'd help us to realize the debt that we have with our lives. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of supporting and sending missionaries. We thank you for the privilege of being active in your work. And Father, I pray today that you'd bless us and speak to our hearts. Thank you for all you've done now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. See, I want to spend a few minutes thinking about the word, the phrase, pay thy debt. You know, we live in a day and age today, in a day and age of lack of responsibility. Today, nobody wants to take responsibilities. People do not like, they do not take responsibility for their own life. You know, we look at the people out there, students, they blame their teachers for the grades, the problems they have in school. Workers, they blame the company for the problems they have at work. Children, they blame their parents. Parents blame their children. The problems that we always face seem to always be somebody else's fault. And today what we live in is a day and age where nobody wants to take responsibility. And folks, all this lack of responsibility is ultimately directed towards God. As we realize it's God who has given you and given me my life. It is God that has put us in the circumstances in which we're at. It is God who blesses. But you know, to many, the blessings do not seem to be enough. Basically, we're not content with the life that God has given us. You know, when we look at this story this evening, I'd like to realize about a woman who was not put in the best of situations. We realize that her husband had died. She had a debt that was probably not totally her fault. We realize that her sons were in danger of becoming slaves. She didn't depend on the government for the help. And she didn't look for a lawyer to take her case and try to get out of her responsibility. We realize that that she went to God with her responsibility. You know, this we look at this portion of Scripture, very familiar portion of Scripture. We realize she went to God. She went to the man of God for counsel. She went to God with her need. We realize that God came to aid to take care of her need. Now, folks, we as believers need to realize that we have debts with the life that God has given us. Amen. You know, God has not saved us simply to go to heaven. You know, heaven is kind of a benefit of being saved. It's not the purpose.
We are saved with a purpose in our life. The purpose begins not in heaven, but rather our purpose begins right here on earth. We realize that God has given us a purpose. Now, when we fulfill that purpose, we're fulfilling the debt that God has given us. When we do not fulfill that purpose, we're not fulfilling the debt that we have. We realize that God has given us some debt. You know, we have a debt to love God and be faithful to God. We have a debt to be faithful in our attendance in His house. We have a debt to love the people of God, our family we have here. We have a debt with our finances, our tithes and our offerings and all that God has given us. Now, folks, I want to spend a few minutes thinking about paying the debt. Paying the debt. As we think about this missions conference this year, we think about recruiting. What we're realizing is we need to be involved in what God has told us to do, what God has called us to do. I want to spend a few minutes thinking about that this evening. I want us to realize
I didn't get one of the cards. One of the faith promise. No, the faith promise card. Did you get one?
I want to see what that was. I tried to flag somebody down, but they didn't get me. Let me look at that real quick. As we're thinking about our missions giving this week, and I want to focus a little bit. Here we go. I've got one in front. Thank you. I've got it here already. We realize our faith promise missions now here at Heritage Baptist Church. Now, folks, when we think about that today, I want us to realize we have a debt with the life that God has given us. We think about the missionary going to the mission field. The Apostle Paul, as he was talking about that, he said, not that I desire a gift, but rather I desire fruit that will be on your account. We think about the missionaries we're sending to the field, folks. We need to realize it's the fruit and what is gained and what has been done on the field is a result of the churches that are involved in paying that debt. You know, I went to the mission field many years ago. It wasn't long before I realized, you know, it's not churches that are getting me there, but rather it is God that is getting me there. And folks, we realize it is God that is getting the missionary to the field. We realize us, the church, have a privilege of being a part of that missionary. What is he doing? Well, he's helping us with our responsibility. Folks, in Great Falls, Montana, it's going to be tough to get the word to Mexico without the aid of a missionary in Mexico. And down in Nicaragua, I doubt if anyone is getting ready to make a trip to Nicaragua and loading their suitcase down with scriptures and going out and trying to plant it. I doubt you're going to do that on a vacation. We need a man to get the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Nicaraguan people. Folks, we realize we have a debt. As we think about that debt, I want us to realize, number one, the impossibility of that debt. You know, when God has saved us, He has done an impossible feat in our lives. Yeah, I think I realize the life that I have. I am so thankful that God saved me. I am so thankful that God put me on a different path in my life. I am so thankful for what God has done in my life. Really, what He did was an impossible task in my life. Folks, we begin to look about the debt that we have today. It's an impossible task. We have a word that's on our faith promise giving this week, and it starts out with the word faith. Faith. Now, folks, if it's not by faith, we aren't fulfilling the impossible task. If it's not beyond our ability, we're not fulfilling what God has put us here to do. We realize that by faith means extending further than what our abilities really are. By faith, we do more than what we really can even explain in our lives. By faith, we go a little bit further than what we have. We realize with this lady here today, she had an impossible debt. We realized it was a considerable amount. And it was small debts did not have such harsh consequences as this debt had. As we look at this debt, what was the consequence? Well, her sons were going to become slaves. We realized that it was impossible, and it was an issue capable of altering her life permanently. Folks, we look at our debt that we have today, and I want to speak a little bit more direct on that debt. As we realize we have that debt today, we realize it's going to alter lives permanently. If we do not get the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people on earth today, it's going to alter their lives permanently. If they do not hear, if they cannot respond, folks, they cannot be saved. If they're not saved, they're going to be in hell for all eternity. Grave consequences for what it is. We realize that this lady, it was an amount above her possibilities. You know, she was a lady with few financial options. We realize she was a widow lady. Not only a widow lady, she was a poor lady. She was a lady with very little ability. With her age, I doubt that employment and work was an option at this point. We realize that the form of payment was not an acceptable form. The form of payment was to lose her children, her sons, into bondage. Now, folks, we look at the world today, realize the form of payment is big. Satan today is deceiving. Satan is sending people to hell. We realize this evening that large number in Nicaragua, Catholicism. Folks, Catholicism does not have the gospel.
Right.
Because Catholicism does not teach the gospel. We need to get the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ into the people. Folks, we realize that the world is big. The need is great. So many countries today we cannot even get into anymore. Many countries, if we send a missionary, all they can do is live in an apartment maybe. They can't talk to anybody. They can't win anybody. They can't do anything in that country. Folks, the world is getting smaller now as the years are continuing.
Right.
Folks, we have a job that is far above our ability. What we need is God involved. So realize our debt is impossible. Folks, this missions conference, we're asking for that which is impossible. We begin to think, how can we add another missionary? How can we do more for the missionaries we already support? How can we get the gospel out to more people? Folks, it's an impossible task, but that's where God likes to work. It's in the impossible task. We realize it's the impossibility of her debt. Next thing I want to realize is also her reaction to the debt. Now, folks, we begin to look at the reaction. Number one, I see a great deal of responsibility in this widow lady. As she had this debt, we do not ever see her trying to get out of this debt. We do not ever see her trying to dodge this debt. We do not ever see her trying to flee this debt. We realize she's taking responsibility for something that is much larger than she is. You know, as we think about that, I want to realize that she was searching for a solution. Folks, many times what we lack is searching for a solution to take care of the debt that we have with our lives. We lack searching for what God could do in our lives that can change and alter the direction we're already in. I realize that she went to God with her problems. Folks, when will we learn to go to God with our problems instead of always trying to work them out?
Yeah.
When will we learn to go to God with our problems in trying to reason them out? When we go into a missions conference, Faith Promise Missions Conference, with the attitude of God working in me rather than us already working things out. How many times do we try to correct our problems in our way? How many times do we make things worse rather than better? How many times do we make a bad decision which leads us to another worse decision? Folks, we create more deep and difficult problems. And we look at this woman, she had a deep and difficult problem. Why don't we learn to go to the Lord first? Folks, we're in this conference this week, and we're starting out tonight. My challenge is, go to God with our debt. God, what would you have me to do to make a difference in the world this year? 2016, another year. Folks, you've been doing this a lot of years. I've been here, I think, two different missions conferences. You got another year. You've had some good preachers preaching from this pulpit. You've had some good excitement and good counsel given to you. But folks, we need to look to God with what we have. I realize she submitted to the direction of God. I noticed that she didn't have any ideas, nor suggestions. She didn't have any opinions as to what she should be doing. But rather, she was obedient to what God had to say. She realized, first of all, she had an impossible debt. We also realized that her reaction was to accept the responsibility. Now, folks, as we bring that into our lives this evening, I want us to realize, as we're in our missions conference, what does this have to do with us? Folks, first of all, it has to do with our debt. Number one, we have a commission. We have a commission. We all realize what the Great Commission is. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. The Bible says, preach the gospel to every creature. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and unto Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. What do we realize today? We have a commission. What is that commission, folks? We realize that as a commission, it means that we have an order and we are representative of what Christ has left on earth. We realize we're part of what God has given us as a missionary. We are a commissioned missionary. What does that mean? We're sent as a representative from our local church. We're sent to go out and get the gospel to somebody else. Folks, we have a purpose. A commissioned, as we're commissioned, God's giving us now purpose. Folks, why are we left on earth today? Now, there's a lot of good things we can do on earth. It's wonderful to sing. It's wonderful to praise His name. But you know, a lot of those things we can do in heaven. What we can't do in heaven is be responsible for the mission work we have here on earth. We have a commission that is given to us. Folks, we have a commandment. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 96, verse 3, declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. Folks, it's a wonderful thing when you go to the foreign field and come across people that have never heard the gospel. It's a wonderful thing when you see the response and the reaction to the gospel. It's a wonderful thing to listen to the testimonies of these people as they talk about how God has used churches here to send men to those areas and get the gospel to them. Folks, the gospel is out there. We must get the command. We must realize it, that God has given it to us. Romans chapter 16, verse number 26 says, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Folks, the world needs to hear about Christ. And until the world knows the Lord, our work is not finished. Now, folks, we have a debt. I want to spend one last thing here this evening, and basically what I want to deal on is paying our debt. We look at this portion of Scripture here. We see where in verse number 1 she goes to the man of God, and we all realize how the story unfolds. He tells her to go out and get vessels and take those vessels and take her oil, put it into the vessels. The vessels begin to fill. Her vessel did not empty until she's able to fill all the vessels. Now, once those vessels were full, we realized that God, the man of God, now gave her an assignment. And that assignment was to pay the debt. Folks, I want to look at a couple of things here this evening about our debt. First of all, we realize the first step is to accept or assume our responsibility. Folks, if we do not understand the debt that we have, we'll never be responsible with the debt that we have. Many times we'll say something like, well, Brother Collins, I'm doing the best I can. I'm sorry, but that's not being responsible to the debt we have. Folks, when we're responsible to the debt we have, that means I'm going to get the gospel to the entire world. You might think that's kind of foolish. You know, when God called me to the mission field, Pastor and I were talking about that today, and when God called me to the mission field, I was in our home church, and I was active in everything. I mean, door knocking and bus route and working with the Sunday school class. You name it, I was in it. And if they needed another volunteer for something else, I was ready for that too. But you know, God never called me to the mission field. And so one day I was reading the Great Commission. I begin to realize that when Jesus gave that Great Commission, He gave that Great Commission to 11 men. We look at those 11 men and realize the impossible task He just gave them. Now, folks, 11 men preach the gospel to every creature. Now, we as in this day and age, 2016, we understand that that's a task that's been carried on all the way into our day and age. But folks, they didn't know that. When Jesus told them to preach the gospel to every creature, they thought it meant to preach the gospel to every creature. Now folks, we need to get to a place to realize when God tells us to preach the gospel to every creature, what He means is preach the gospel to every creature. Doesn't mean I'm going to do my best. No, it means preach the gospel to every creature. Make His known, name known to all nations. Now, folks, when He gave that commission, He expected them to do it. Amen. And we might look at that and think, well, that's not possible. It's not possible for 11 men to preach to every person on earth, folks. They assumed their debt. Yeah. Our problem is We want to rationalize it. We want to say, well, Brother Collins, here in Great Falls, we'll do our part. But other churches, they need to do their part too. Now, folks, it's not about other churches.
Right.
It's about Heritage Baptist Church in Great Falls, Montana. Our problem is we don't want to assume the debt. One night I was reading that, 11th grade in high school, and I was realizing what those men accepted. I don't see them questioning the Lord. But Lord, we can't do it. No, I don't see that. What I basically see is, yes, sir.
Amen.
You want me to preach the gospel to every creature? I'll do it.
Amen.
God broke my heart that night. On my knees, I said, Lord, I'll do it.
Amen.
I'll preach the gospel to every person on this earth. You might think that's foolish. I'll tell you what, I had a feeling come over me at the Lord. He wants obedience. He wants to assume our responsibility. By that time, I'd gone to Mexico two or three times. I'd spent a summer or two helping other missionaries. Then the very next time I went to Mexico, that's when God got a hold of my heart and called me to Mexico.
Good.
Folks, what He wants is our there's a word here I'm working on in Spanish again. Our surrender, unconditional surrender to what He's told us to do. Don't try to rationalize it. Say, Lord, I'll do it. I'll preach the gospel to every creature. I'll get the gospel to everyone out there. Now, folks, the first part is assume and accept our responsibility. You know, look at this lady. The first thing I realized she did is she really didn't assume a responsibility to begin with. Let's look at verse number 1 again here. Verse number 1 says, let's go to verse number 2. Verse number 2 says, Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? We realize the very first thing she did is she went to the man of God and tried to give her responsibility to the man of God. She said, Elisha, I have a debt in my life. I have this debt that is going to take my sons. What she really expected was the man of God to take care of it. And by the way, I really believe that Elisha could have taken care of it. But Elisha didn't take care of it. And by the way, Elisha did her a favor in not taking care of it. Folks, we need to realize that no one can take our responsibility. No one can take your responsibility. No one can take my responsibility. And by the way, we do a favor by not taking that responsibility. You know, this lady would have never experienced a miracle that happened had the man of God decided this is yours. What shall I do for thee? What does that have to do with me? This is your debt. This is your fault. This is your problem. Now, folks, we need to realize as we accept the debt, we need to realize that we must take it. Many times, members, we don't want that guilt. One time I was in a church, a good friend of mine, haven't preached for him since, but when I was in his church, he said, Brother Collins, I want you to do me one favor. I said, what's that? He said, don't tell my people that it's their fault that the heathen does not have the gospel. And I said, well, Brother Aaron, whose fault would it be?
Yeah.
If it's not their fault, if it's not my fault, whose fault is it? Is it God's fault? No, God has already told us what to do. Folks, when you assume our responsibility, we need to remember that the commandment was given out. The Bible says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We need to realize it and understand the consequences that will help us understand the need that's out there. Folks, the first thing we must do is accept our responsibility. We need to understand that God has already given us what we need. Verse number 2, as he said, what shall I do for thee? The very next thing he says is, tell me, what hast thou in the house? Now, folks, her answer was much like our answer. Brother Collins, I can't do anymore. Brother Collins, I don't have anything. Well, if I had it, I'd do it. Had a good preacher friend of mine. In fact, he reminds me a lot of Brother Shearer, their mannerisms and the way it's done. But he told me one day I was at his church, he said, Brother Collins, if I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, I'd give it to you for the work in Mexico. I thought, yeah, that sounded pretty good. The only problem with that was, I knew him well, he didn't have $1 million. So my reply was something like, well, Well, how much do you have in your wallet? You know, I know you don't have the $1 million. Let's go ahead and start with what you have. You know, what do you have in that wallet? I didn't get anything out of the wallet. I doubt that I got the million either, but it sounded really good. You know, many times what we have is we have the idea, if we could. No, God's already given us. God's already allowed us to have. God's the one. He's in control of our lives. Many times we minimize that which we have. She said, I don't have anything. We need to realize that she had what she needed. We need to understand, saying we don't have anything is not an acceptable answer. The lady said it in verse number 2. And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house. I'm sorry. Widow lady, I understand you have very little. I understand you got a lot of problems in you. But we need to realize that saying nothing is not enough. God has given it. Many times the reason we have little is because we're not faithful with that which we have. We need to remember Elijah. Elijah, as he went to the widow's house and he said, hey, would you make me a little cake? And she said, as the Lord liveth, I don't have that. I've got a little bit of meal, a little bit of oil. And he said, I'm going to make a cake for me and my son, and we're going to die. I always liked the way Elijah answered that. He said, as you say, so be it. In other words, you know, go ahead and die. You know? But before you die, go ahead and make one for me first. You know, many times we look at that from the worldly view. We can think, man, that stingy preacher, all he wanted was her money. All he wanted was her food. He was trying to take money and the last meal out of the woman. Folks, we need to realize it was by her being obedient to what God said that sustained her life. Folks, we need to realize our mentality many times is twisted by the culture in which we live. And folks, many times we think, oh, I don't have much, I'm not responsible. No, folks, you're responsible.
Right. Amen.
It's through that which we do that gives us purpose and life. Folks, you can just eat your last meal and die.
Yep.
Or you can give your last meal to the Lord and live.
Amen.
Folks, we have a purpose. If we're not going to fulfill our purpose, we might as well die. If we're not going to be involved in what God has for His commission, in His command, we might as well end it all. We might as well go on to heaven. Folks, do we believe heaven's better than earth? If we're not going to be doing His purpose, enough to get to heaven. Now, the reason we're here is to do the purpose that God's given us. That's paying that debt. So we realize that she was there. She accepted it. She accepted her responsibility. No, second step I realized, go to God for the instructions on how to pay the debt. How much should I give? I can't tell you that. God knows. How much should you be involved? I can't tell you that. God knows. What I know is He wants you involved.
That's right.
What I know is He wants to give by faith. That's the word we put here. Faith, promise, missions. What I do know is God wants the heathen to know. What I do know is that God wants to work through us to get the gospel to the world. By the way, that's His plan. If the gospel will be heard, it will be heard through mankind. Not going to happen any other way. Folks, God's able to do it anyway. There was one time He said, you know, if these would be quiet, the stones will rise up and cry out. But folks, He's not going to have the stones rise up and cry out, because He's given you and I the responsibility of getting the gospel to the world. That's our responsibility. That's His commission in our life. So we need to realize, we need to go to God. She went directly to God. She didn't try to get out of responsibility, but rather she tried to find God's will concerning it. Folks, we need to realize we have a debt. As we look at this story here, we see the vessels that are involved. And she was to go out and borrow vessels, find empty vessels, fill the vessels, and then they were used vessels. And folks, those vessels represent you and I today. First of all, I realize we are bought with a price. I'm not my own anymore. I don't have any more decisions in my life. When we get saved, it isn't get saved and do what you want to do. No, that's not it. We've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God. And the Bible says, with our bodies. Folks, I'm one that's, I want bodies. One thing in our church as we started, people never say, Brother Collins, I couldn't be there Sunday, but I was with you in spirit. I'm kind of rough on those kind of people. Yeah, they can keep their spook with them. I want their body. Give me their body, then we'll get your spirit. Folks, we have a debt with our bodies. They're His. Our work is His. Our investments, they're His. Our lives, they're His. He's the one that owns what we have. So we realize that they were a borrowed vessel. We realize they're an empty vessel. Our problem in our country today is we are so full of things, we have no time for God. Oh, Facebook, you've got plenty of time for that. Games. Well, I tell you what, it amazes me, people playing games on cell phones. I'm in the airport looking at, I mean, the games going on is just like wild, man. I'm thinking that's something. We don't have time. We have so many things in our lives. Folks, I'm not here preaching against things. What I'm saying is, we need to get emptied out some. Sometimes our lives are too complicated to be of any service to the Lord. Borrowed vessels, empty vessels, filled vessels. Holy Spirit of God in our lives, filling us, empowering us, directing us, showing us where we should be, filled by. Then we realize with that, we become a productive vessel. In this story, the only good vessel was the productive vessel. Folks, we need to realize, as a Christian, we should be a productive Christian. God's left us here with a purpose. Then I realize the Apostle Paul, he said, I'm debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me as I am ready to preach the gospel. Folks, Paul looked at the job as a debt. As a debt. Folks, this year's missions conference, not just a good idea. Not just something we put in to fill in our calendar a little bit. Not just something so we feel like, well, we've done what we ought to do. No, folks, it's about a debt and about a responsibility. There's another thing wonderful about this story. Here in verse number 7, it says, he came and told the man of God, Elisha, you want to know what happened? Elisha, man, you should have been there. Elisha wasn't even there. You should have been there. Elisha, see what happened? You know, Elisha, had he taken care of that debt for her, she'd have never experienced that. And folks, if you feel like somebody else would do it for you, you missed the whole boat. God can do through you much more than you can ever imagine. Elisha, look what happened. Then he said, all right, go, sell the oil, number one. Pay thy debt. Folks, pay thy debt. Now, I'm going to get direct here. That's before we eat. That's before we pay our debts, our bills.
Right.
Folks, if we do not put God in His proper place, we'll never be responsible to the debt that we have. Pay thy debt. The last part. And live thou and thy children of the rest. Folks, she never asked for anything for her. She's concerned about one thing. Pay that debt. But you know what? God is good. He's loving. He's not wanting to turn us in, put us in the poorhouse. He's not wanting to make our lives miserable. He desires to bless us. But that blessing comes through obedience. Widow lady, if Elisha does it for you, you will never have enough to live on the rest. Widow lady, if you run from it, if you don't assume your responsibility, if you don't pay it, you'll never have the opportunity to live on what God's blessing you with. Folks, with our lives are full of blessings.
Amen.
We as Americans have so much blessing. What we need to do is focus on that debt. That's what this week's all about. We have another opportunity to send the gospel to another part of the world. We have volunteers right over here who would like to go. Would you help us go? Now, folks, we need the missionary. Because without the missionary, we couldn't pay our debt. Well, we could. You could give up your job. You could take your family and drag them around the country.
Amen.
You're going to some churches that don't treat you too well. You could do that. You just help somebody to get the gospel there for us. Help us in our responsibility. Debt. Responsibility. His bowed and eyes closed.